You're on iMornings
with Greg Duda.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Podcasts are good crack. That's why we're doing one. Where would you listen to your podcast mostly? In the bath? In the bedroom? Doing chores around the house when you're vacuuming with the headphones in?
Yeah.
I know somebody who advised not to listen to a podcast while they were doing vacuuming because they forgot to turn the vacuum cleaner on.
That can't be true.
It's true. I heard it. Somebody said it, and it's a statistic. There you go.
Statistic.
And we do statistics.
Statistic.
On Scally's Alley.
Donal Scally in Scally's Alley. What in God's name is happening this morning?
A lot's happening this morning. I am asking today, according to a study, around 400 people are injured every year by these.
By these?
What are these?
Oh. Does it rhyme with bees? Is it bees? I'm saying bees. I'm going to go with bees, and that's my final answer.
That's got to be more than 400 people a year.
Oh, this is very true.
Are injured by these.
Mm-hmm.
Straighteners.
Oh, that's got to be more as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sat them.
I did. There was the incident. Yeah. I burned the bum cheek.
Prove it.
Oh.
What about a ceiling fan? You know, if you get overexcited and you're in a hotel or something or in a friend's house and they've got a fancy
jumping on the bed.
Jumping on the bed, you bump your head on the ceiling fan. Surely you know more than 400 people have done that in their every year.
That's a good guess.
It's a really good guess. That's the end of Scally's Alley this morning.
That's the answer, though.
I've not
no.
won it.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I can't think of it. Oh, yeah. Yoga balls.
Oh.
You could do some damage on a yoga ball.
How?
Because it's just, you're jumping, you're bopping around.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to balance on it and you slip off and hit something else.
Yeah, yeah. You could hurt your coccyx.
You could.
Or your glutes.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're laughing at. A gluteal injury is no laughing matter.
It's not. It's just a pain in the arse.
Hey!
Yeah, it's not the answer, no.
Okay, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107. The question we're asking is...
According to a recent study, around 400 people are injured every year by these. What are these?
All right, get your guesses in 087-1102-107.
According to a recent study, around 400 people are injured every year by these. What are these?
Is it putting on glasses and just poking yourself in the eyeball?
Do you do that?
No, I've never done it.
Oh.
No, but I'm surprised Una hasn't done it because she's still... Una still has not replaced her glasses.
Yeah. Since I've known you, actually. Yeah.
Listen... They do me fine. They do poke a bit into my skin because I'm basically I'm missing half an arm.
Yeah.
Half an arm of the glasses on one side. But they still balance.
It puts the fear god into me every time you put those glasses on. I'm like, there goes your left eyeball.
I'm careful. Out. I'm careful.
You are careful.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Okay. No. All right. Get your guesses in. 087-1102-107. Around 400 people are injured every year by these. Is it obvious or is it just...
It's not obvious.
Okay. Okay, all right, cool.
No.
I'm looking forward to hearing what it is. 087-1102-107. All right, we need to get to the crux of this now. The question you're asking this morning, Donald.
I'm asking, according to a recent study, around 400 people are injured every year by these. What are these?
Kristen Sligo said it's got to be a bouncy castle.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good shout.
Yeah, great. Well done, Chris. Well done.
No, it's not the answer. It's a very good guess.
Tease, isn't he, when it goes?
It is.
It's like, great
you
guess.
You say this all the time, yeah.
Declan in Galway says, is it those revolving doors you'd see in hotels? Those yokes are criminal. There's no need for them. Just use a normal door. Yeah, I hear you, Declan.
And you get stuck in them.
Yeah, you get stuck in them.
And then if you go near the edge of one, it stops and then you walk into it.
Yeah, you just your nose
are
off
these
it.
The automatic ones that start moving when you approach them?
Yeah, kind
They're
of.
They're very intimidating.
Ones, yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's an easier way of you trying to figure out how to get out of a building. So it's just walk through.
Yeah, walk through. You don't have to have the roundabout ones.
But
and I'll tell you what else are intimidating. Escalators.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Don't like them.
Loads of people are frightened of escalators. They'd rather walk on the steps.
Yeah.
So what about...
Oh, no, I'd rather a lift now.
What about the moving floor in an airport? You know, where you stand
at... Oh, I like those.
So that's
fun.
It's a lying down escalator.
Yeah.
Really.
So that's a lying down one, a horizontal one, but the ones that are vertical and they go up, 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 up.
Yeah.
And even just stepping on them is intimidating because, like, well, I leave one foot here now, I should have put the other foot up there. Oh, God. And then you're just holding on for dear life. Anyone else feel like that about escalators?
I just hate London on the tubes. You wouldn't be good.
No, I wouldn't. Donald, I wouldn't.
I'm not surprised you don't like them and they're hard to figure out when I see your parking.
No, it's not escalators or revolving doors.
Larry said, is it the gym door? That's why I don't go. Very dangerous.
That's why I don't go. No, not the gym door. No,
it's okay.
Is the answer an iron? I was ironing one day and the house phone rang. I picked the iron up and said, hello. Very lucky I didn't burn my face, lol. Shamey and Leash. Oh, man, Shamey.
Wow. Now,
that's what you get for having a house phone, Shamey.
House phones are still very popular.
Sure.
No, it's not that.
All right, okay.
Morning, it's Ricky here from Sligo.
Ricky!
Would the answer for Scally's Alley be electrocutions?
Oh, my God.
Like being electrocuted at home.
Yeah, electrocuted at home.
Like wet hands plugging something in or something.
Don't do that.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. But just how do you get electrocuted at home?
Just if you're diddling with the toasters.
Oh, yeah.
Don't diddle with
sticking
the toaster.
Your knife in or something.
Yeah.
Something
don't
stupid.
Do that.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that. No, it's not that, no.
Okay, all right.
I radio, would it be the bed and the middle of the night when you're trying to go to the toilet and not wake up? The leg of the bed. I know a person that actually broke their toe off the bed in the middle of the night.
On the bed frame, like.
What a way to wake up.
That is not great. No, it's
certainly wake you up.
It's not the answer, but it's the closest probably to the answer. Do you want the answer?
Yes,
please. I think I'm prepared for the answer. Yeah.
It's a bit bizarre, but I'm on board with it.
Okay.
400 people a year are injured by toilet roll holders. Now, I don't know which type of toilet roll holder this would be.
What are you doing with a toilet roll holder? What's happened? Where's it gotten stuck? And why are you injured with it? And why is there 400 people a year getting injured with a toilet roll holder?
I don't know how. I was trying to think of how you actually injure yourself. Apart from paper cuts and certain sharp toilet rolls.
But
it's, I don't
that's
know.
The toilet roll, but like, yeah, the, like hold, the holder.
I just, yeah, I don't actually know.
You need to go investigate this now, Donald.
I don't know if I can find further. There was a survey, so I need to ask all the participants.
How'd you injure yourself?
I'm surprised you actually haven't asked what's a toilet roll holder.
I know what a toilet roll holder
it's
is.
It's called the back of the toilet. All right. If you've ever injured yourself on a toilet roll holder, let us know. 087-110-207.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.